Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
How you spell?
Eileen Wuornos.
Yes.
How's it spelled? I thought you were saying Eileen.
A-I-L-E-E-N.
Okay, that is Eileen.
Yeah. She's a Pisces sun. Made me interested in her was she has Mars at 0 degrees on the cusp of Sag and Cap. And she also has Neptune at 0 degrees in between Libra and Scorpio, right?
Right, but what's the sign that it's on?
But it's 0 degrees.
Of what?
In between Libra and Scorpio.
So it would be 0 degrees Scorpio?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. And then
0 degrees Scorpio.
Yeah. But they sextiling each other. You know? Okay. And her north node is in Sag, which would put her, you know, south node Gemini, right? Mm-hmm. Which is the, you know, she has mutable stuff going on right there. And the reason I put the Mars 0 degrees Sag Cap cusp, you know, she killed 7 men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a movie about her. It's called Monster, starring Charlize Theron. I think she won Best Actress for her performance, but she was a hooker who, you know, was killing her Johns.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes. Would you say that's Mars? I was thinking Mars on the cusp of the Sag.
So her Mars would be in Capricorn then, at 0 degrees Capricorn?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Killing her bosses, right?
Yeah. Well,
she would kill older men.
Authority
figures, men, the patriarchy.
She was killing the patriarchy.
Yeah, and she was a Pisces, you know. There's your mutable.
But he thinks we can be sharks.
Yeah, they can be. Mm-hmm.
Did y'all see that movie?
No, I didn't.
No, I don't. Yeah, this is the first that I'm hearing of this story.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think they gave her the death penalty. Did they kill her yet? Is she dead yet?
She is dead.
Mm. Yeah.
She died October 9th, 2002 in a Florida State prison.
What year?
By death penalty or?
2002.
Mm.
By that, let me look it up. Well, yeah, she was sentenced to death by lethal injection.
Yes.
Where's Libra in her chart?
I don't know. They don't have a rising sign.
Oh, true.
So there was no birth time?
No. We all heard of Jack the Ripper, right?
Oh, yeah. He's like the early 1800s serial killer. Is that right? Maybe late 1800s?
I'm not sure on...
Yeah.
But he was, I mean, coming up, everybody, I know I heard of Jack the Ripper. That was like...
He was unidentified.
Yeah, but they think it was a dude named Aaron Kominsky.
Oh, did they catch someone for that then? Or they think it's that guy?
Yeah. Yeah, Aaron Kosminski.
Kosminski, okay.
Yeah, and he would be a Gemini rising, Gemini moon, Virgo sun.
And you were able to get a good date for him?
I'm just what they had on Google, Jack the Ripper birth chart.
Nice, okay.
That's what they said. His name is Aaron Kowinski. Oh, he also had Mercury in Virgo as well.
Okay, so that conjunction,
Sun Aaron Kaminsky.
Yeah. I find that the thing that I find interesting, if he is a Gemini rising,
that's Gemini, a lot of nervous.
Well, yeah, and Gemini rules the hands, right? And he was known as the Ripper.
Why, he would rip out the hands?
No, Jack the Ripper, you know, you're ripping something open.
Oh, he would rip things open?
Well, I mean, no, he would slice them up.
Yeah.
But I think he would use medical, would he use medical?
Yeah, okay, so now some of it's coming back to me. I think he had an in with someone who worked like at a morgue, and he would, he had this pathway that they would, you know, that the police followed to that, I don't know. I don't know if it was a morgue or like a mortician's lab or I don't know. I don't know what the right word is, but he would take the bodies there and he would dismember them or open them up and like very professionally, I think, like they could tell that he was medically trained. Like he had a steady hand.
Oh, wow. That's insane.
Yeah.
Gemini rules the hand.
Well, Virgos do have steady hands for the most part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe he like used that, put that nervous energy to something.
So you're saying he had a surgical approach to his
surgical, kid. Yes. There. That's the word I was looking for.
Surgical.
Yeah. Yeah. Another guy.
Virgos are very detail oriented too, so that will play into that as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.